In summary, our visit to Snowdonia National Park was the best part of my holiday in Wales this summer. It's a wonderful place to spend a few days, or longer if possible. Thank you.
Hey, that was really good, Sarah. I can tell you've practiced a lot.
Thanks, Dad. And thanks for listening. I'm really nervous about the presentation tomorrow.
Why? Your classmates will enjoy hearing about the park and our trip there. And you've got some great photos to show as well. For example, I love that photo of your mum and me at the end.
That's a great one. And should I add more photos of places in Snowdonia, like Mount Snowdon or Bala Lake?
Sure. But maybe you should also have more photos of wild plants and animals. For instance, I took some pictures of mountain goats, and your mum was photographing wildflowers all the time. Ask her later for some pictures.
OK. And did I say such too many times? The teacher said we didn't need to describe everything in the park. She said we only needed to give the most important facts, such as the location and size of the park, and then talk about things that we really saw.
It all seemed interesting to me, and not too long. You were talking too fast in some places, but that's because you're nervous. When that happens, you need to stop and take a breath.
Okay. And I was thinking, maybe I should add a short video as well. I found a really nice documentary film about Snowdonia on the internet, and it's got some fantastic scenes I could show.
Well, I think you're fine without video, but maybe you can show 20 or 30 seconds at the beginning. That's a nice way to start, but you have to spend most of your time speaking, right?
You're right. But it'd be easier to just show the video.
Sure, but anyone can do that. Oh, and I wanted to say, don't look down at your notes too much. You need to look up more, right at the audience. Well, that's it, really. You'll do great.
Thanks, Dad. That really helps.